All right, let's do this segment. Thank you very much, Jake, for returning the pen that I just threw in your direction accidentally.
I meant to
put it down, but I was too strong.
Accidentally or maybe on purpose because you broke the fidget spinner lolly.
That was not me. Do not paint me as the breaker of the fidget spinner. What happened was we're basically just telling you what we have as a lolly lowdown for this week. If you don't know what this segment is, it's stuck. There we go. If you can hear this little, hold on. Sounds like bones.
Nice.
But basically, Rattling. Yeah, this segment is where we take different lollies or confectionery or foods and we let you know, are they good? Are they bad? Are they worth buying? Are they worth licking in this case? We have source from Angie, who's not here at the moment. Angie, if you're listening, thank you so much for your, contribution. These are 100% candy, it says. It has strawberry, lemon, apple flavors. I'm saying the lemon's seen better days. Those eyeballs are not going anywhere near a healthy direction. But it's called Spin and Lick. And if you don't know what a fidget spinner is, if you're not driving, you might want to Google. Oh, you're right, Jake. Yuck. Sorry, I just realized. Okay, let me talk first and then we'll get into the reaction. These are the toys of 2017. How good's that alliteration? Toys of 2017, these things. It's basically like the 2SER logo, except there's only three prongs. And there's a thing in the middle and you can spin it around your finger. The thing with them is they're allegedly supposed to be stress reducing. And if you have ADD or ADHD, you can use them. I don't think the people at the service station that are selling these are thinking, oh, I'm really great to be, it's really good to be helping the community of people with anxiety and all these things. I think they just know it's a toy at this point.
Does this make me a doctor now that I sell these?
I diagnose you a fidget spinner. I don't think that's how they quite work. I think they're just a toy. But that's what, I remember seeing it on Facebook originally as it was like this, but I don't know. I think they're banned in most schools, and they yes. seem to have a pretty good
really?
Grip on, you know. Yeah, like it's the banned thing of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, look, everything gets banned in schools.
Yo-hos, Yu-Gi-Oh Bay cards, Blades. Pokemon cards, Beyblades, Crazy
everything
Bones.
Everything fun, the school is just like, no, you're not allowed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, might as well be in a prison. Anyway, shout out to our education system and schools, you're doing a great job. So, these things, yeah, the thing with these, they're basically the exact same as a normal fidget spinner, except the middle part, where you put your thumb, you can remove it. It is all entirely made of lolly. It looks exactly like you would see in a fidget spinner.
100% sugar.
And then, 100% candy, I'll have you know. And then, these blades are totally edible too. And when I had that reaction before, Jake, I was saying, you told me that only the tips are coated in plastic to protection. Now I've had my grubby fingers all over the middle part, which is totally unsealed. So I hope you guys are ready to
that's yours
lick
now.
On my thingo, my fingers. Because Jake's fidget spinner... you broke it when you dropped it on the table.
I think it was Tash's, and I broke it, which makes it a little worse.
Well, it was probably ours. We probably have to share this one because there's only two.
Well, I've been enjoying spinning this off air and now on air, and this is crazy. I think we should get a photo of it if we don't, because people might want to see what's going on here. Maybe chuck it up on the 2SER gram if we even have the password for that. You never know. We do, but it's just buried somewhere. Anyway, let's...
Are we going to try it?
Yeah, okay. I'll lick like this middle part.
Do you want to just keep that one?
We'll
to spin
eat it.
On air later.
Yeah, let's try the green one.
Okay.
Red is a superior flavor in every sense of the word, but we'll just try the. Let's all lick a prong.
Do you want to spin a prong into your mouth?
No.
No?
I don't.
Not into that?
But I appreciate it. All right. Guys, chuck me a fidget prong.
Smells good.
They do smell. Whoa! It smells like cordial or something.
Yeah,
maybe is like the vibe.
It smells like cordial.
This could be one of the best lollies and toys.
Whoa!
How do you get the plastic off? It's like melted on.
Apple flavor.
Oh no! You got to be kidding me.
Mm. What?
I hate apple flavor. Easily my least favorite lolly.
Definitely a crap flavor, but these fidget spinner lollies are tasting actually
crap.
Pretty sweet, which is maybe part
did
of the.
Apple is a crap flavor.
Yeah.
For a lolly.
Yeah.
No way.
It's a fruit, bro.
Yeah. What do you think other lollies are made out of? Yeah. Strawberries,
may as well be,
orange.
May as well be battery flavor, you know?
You know what these remind me of? They remind me of those, do you remember those lollipops, the really long
Ow.
Stick?
Oh, yeah, and the tiny little like butterfly on the end,
yeah.
Which was just proportionately stupid. These are hell sharp because we snapped them off and they, you know.
Shards.
So
yeah, there are shards on the desk here.
Yeah.
Shards of lolly.
I'm going to say what if this is all a conspiracy to get kids addicted to spinning and licking the lolly? Because these are very sweet, I noticed. And they're made in Australia. Whoa.
I wish that...
Hey, local lollies. Yeah. Mm. 2SER. Hashtag support.
Finally.
I wish that we had three so that... We could,
hashtag we could... support. Yeah, everyone, make sure you hashtag support because it's such a specific hashtag and it's going to trend, bro. People will know exactly what's going on. Just hashtag
very,
support.
Very
it's happening
specific.
Now. Look, it's coming through on
oh,
our
man,
live Twitter
whoa,
account.
Twitter's blowing up with hashtag support. Just for the, whoa, Tash has just shattered in her mouth. All right, I think the problem I'm wondering here is like, are these guys, what's the plan, what's the five-year plan for this lolly?
Look, so there's probably a great marketability for like the first... For like maybe 2017.
Yeah, I think even now, like the, we, even though this is clearly a well and truly dead meme, like the fidget spinner, you don't see them sold in the Central Station tunnel anymore. There was a solid few months around winter mm-hmm. where they were really going off, mm-hmm. and I even bought one, and it was an absolute ripoff. And anyway, in my opinion, and
Bryce, didn't you pay like $8 for it?
Something like that. The curiosity was worth $8, but I think. Even still that they're dead, I would say we're all pretty intrigued as to what this would be like to play with and eat.
And, you know, I think we all had our suspicions that it wasn't going to work. We were all really confident that, like, how could you make a fidget spinner made out of candy
yeah,
and
yeah,
have
exactly.
a thing that doesn't have a ball bearing on it, whatever they're made out of, and yeah. make it spin.
And, I mean, you know what? They say don't play with your food, but suck on this, mum.
Ayo.
That's what the kids are going to say. Don't play with your food, Tyrone. Guess what, mum? Don't know why that name came to my head. Maybe it's, I think it's disobedient child's names like Tyson, Tyrone, Jack. Jack is a
Jack.
Very disobedient name, don't you think?
Yep.
Little Jack. It's like always like a 7-year-old called Jack that's just screwing up the whole class. And anyway, Josh is a pretty naughty name, I would think.
Really, Josh? No.
It's too common maybe to be naughty.
I'll throw Jared in there.
To be like specifically known for being naughty. Really?
Jared.
Yeah, just because there was this dickhead at my primary school named Jared. if you're listening, know that you've caused me trauma.
Yeah. Hey, Jared. Yeah, sucked in because...
I think we're going to have to put a language warning on this segment from now on.
Yeah, just it seems to bring out our raw emotions. And I love how we haven't even talked about the lolly. We're just talking about our childhood and like all this stupid stuff. But hey, that's why you listen to 2SER, right? For in-depth analysis like this. You know, you listen to The Daily for that. You listen to Drive for fun times, you know, a release.
Alternative fun times.
Yeah. You know, who's doing this? No one.
No one.
Is that because it's bad or good? I don't know. But I think, look, huge potential in the short term. This could be a quick money maker for this company. I think they've done a really, really cool. I'm going to look up whether this is a unique idea, though. I'm going to look up fidget spinner lolly and see what happens.
Look, I feel like a lot of fidget spinner things have come out, related things. So we had like a fidget spinner cookie that came out. They made like a fidget spinner pizza.
They've got a lot of these. I love YouTube clickbait. If you don't know about how these go, look at these titles, all in capitals. DIY gummy fidget spinner giant 10 exclamation marks. How to make rare edible candy fidget spinner. Starburst fidget spinner candy DIY. Starburst fidget spinner candy mod. DIY candy fidget spinner you can eat. 18 exclamation marks. Rare edible fidget spinner. I kind of want to play this, but I don't. Looks like they haven't got a... actual product though. These guys are all DIY making their own. So
this is a unique product.
No labor involved in having to make it in your own house. This could be huge. I wonder how I haven't seen this in mainstream stores though. Spin and leak. The sweetest twist. I notice they don't call it a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. 100% Australian oat. I never heard of this company before. But they do have cool packaging and I honestly was pretty intrigued.
I think for this,
yeah.
I'm going to go marketability. I feel like there was a window of opportunity for this one, but
yeah.
like now in this context, it's probably not that great.
It honestly must be impossible to be any kind of brand because like you think how long it takes to get something like this off the ground
yeah.
and then by that time...
It's over.
That's why you can't... Companies all the time, they see internet memes or internet trends and they think, yeah, let's make that. I remember you see like meme toys or like when they bring out... you know, do you remember Grumpy Cat?
Yep.
And that was like a meme and I'm sorry, but if you're still laughing at Grumpy Cat in 2017, let me just give you a bit of pep talk. Don't tell anyone about it because it's old and it's
didn't they make a movie?
Well, they made a movie. I see calendars thing? All the time. I see all this stuff, but it's, come on, it's like 10 years too late.
Or it's like when companies try and make the like slogans their names, like It's Lit or something.
Like, when has that ever happened?
Something like in or Pizza like, Town, or like, It's or like, Lit. Like Browse on Fleek or something, like, is it, you know, yeah, like an eyebrow company, right. And you're like, well, I don't
funny
know.
Funny social media. Brands using social media is always an absolute laugh. Mm-hmm. I love it. It is just so out of touch and so good. And hey, if you're listening and you want some social media tips,
come to us.
Yeah.
we'll tell you what not to do.
Taste is pretty good. I might just give the red one a little precautionary lick. Should I do that?
Yeah, give it a lick right in the middle there.
Doesn't taste amazing. Oh, now it can't spin because it's sticky where I licked it. Damn it.
Now it's just another lolly.
That's over. Kids, if you want to get it, don't lick it first. You got to spin it first. Wow, that's so annoying. Now it's wedged in there, the middle thing. Oh, this sucks. This is like the one I bought at the friggin' Central. It has the same spin quality. Okay, yeah. I think taste is like a normal lolly taste, 7. I do enjoy it.
Nice.
Ooh. What do you think?
7. I'm so happy you gave it a 7 because you just said apple was a crap flavour. So.
Oh, yeah, but you know. Okay, yeah.
Of the apple flavours, I hate apple flavour, but of the apple flavours I've had in my life, easily the best right now.
So I think it's a strong product.
Just maybe get on the apple flavour train, guys.
I don't know about that. But maybe 5 months. Way. What did the middle thing taste like? The lemon one?
No, don't put that in your mouth.
Oh, because
like all of our fingers have been on that.
Don't you trust me, man? Oh, Jake did it. What does it taste like? Quick.
Nothing.
This has been going on way too long. Yeah. Nothing.
Maybe lemon, lime. I don't know.
Great description. How radio, the theatre of the mind. Just tastes like nothing. Yeah, not even anything in the whole universe.
Oh,
there
no,
you go.
It's really not nice. It definitely doesn't taste like a lolly. I don't know if that's edible.